Yo, what's up? It's your boy Dave. I ain't been here in a minute because I've been busy doing some things. So, I'm gonna start trying to be on a regular, like at least once a week or every 2 weeks on topics. So, I'm actually gonna put my email in here and I want y'all to send me topics that you want me and my brothers to talk about. So, I'll put the email in at the end of the recording. So I got my brother Rasta here, and my brother Sensation. Poindexter doesn't want to be on tonight, so I'm gonna introduce you to my boy, to Rasta and whatnot. All right, so hold on. Say what, Rasta?
Yeah. What? Why? Yeah. Dave, why you want to do this blood clot team during the Sixers game?
Hold on, man. Hold on. I understand the game, well, we ain't gonna be that long.
But nah, man. You always wanna do something and interrupt the blood clot getting the rise to there. Man, let's get to it, this thing, man. I'm irritating them on.
Y'all hear him? He's pain in my neck.
Man, y'all pain in my neck, boy.
Alright. Say, what's up, Chop?
Yeah, wagwan gas, eh? Wagwan.
Yo, I always have to say gas, man. There's men upon the thing here listening to.
Yo, man, I care, y'all. Yeah, I mean, I care about the men upon here, man. I don't care about the ladies. So what's up about the day, man? We're going to talk about some gas and things, man, or what? No. We're talking about
them legalizing weed and what it would do for people who have, you know, marijuana charge. And is Biden really going to stick to getting rid of that stuff, them charges?
Yeah, that'd be a good thing. Because that means we're not smoking private no more. That means we can smoke whenever we want to. Make us smoke wherever we want to go, man. Not worry about it.
That's all you care about? Is it where you can smoke it?
Yeah, man. Them should have been legalized that thing, man. So, I've been tired of, you know, how I spray for breeze upon the clothes. So nobody can smell what my smoke now I'm seeing.
Alright, so Sensation, what do you think about legalizing the weed, brother? Let me tell you something, Dave and the Rasta. Yeah, man. Y'all don't legalize that thing, man. I'd be good. You know what I mean? The reason I'd be good because, man, I put a lot to stroke game into my back, no man.
Really, dude? You everything is sex with you.
Yeah, Dave. Not the player, man. You ate the game they're seeing. See, that thing with me, no man, is that me like having blood clot intercourse. Me like drinking, me like smoking, and me like having an intercourse.
Yeah, man, that boy are nasty.
Yeah, man, I'm nasty, no man. I don't know what being nasty, dude. But you like that, me like the feeling where gear come upon me, no man.
Really, man, we're talking about trees, man. We're talking about them legalizing weed, not anything about sex. Yeah, man. You know, Sensation, that's all I care about. That's all I'm dirty mind.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, man, I have a dirty mind. You know, yeah, why can't we talk about sex too, man? Because, you know, out in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, man, that thing is legalized.
I don't know it's legalized.
Because, man, I go out there, man, and I buy some poom poom.
You bought some poom poom? Are you serious?
Yeah, man, that boy. Yeah, I'm gonna go and try about to buy some vagina.
Yo, don't say vagina on him.
Well, that's what it's called, man. It's a vagina. What the blood clot wrong? We're talking about vagina.
Yo, we can't complete off this topic. We're talking about weed, man. Them legalizing it. Y'all talking on some whole different thing.
Y'all right out. But not care, man. Yeah. Want to interrupt the game? We'll talk about what we want to talk about there.
Not interrupt what game? The Sixers are beating. Who cares?
Yeah, but why not see the end of the game, though, Dave? You want to come through some blood clot thing, some podcast when it comes to the game upon the TV, no man? Want with you?
Yo, y'all are annoying.
Nah, you're annoying, man.
Yeah, man, you're annoying, Dave. Something wrong with you, bro. There's a game on, you know, men watch the game when I sit on no podcast.
All right, okay. Can we just focus for like 10 minutes on the topic of marijuana?
Fine, man. Why y'all want to know?
What do you think about them legalizing it? And I mean, give me what Ross, what do you think about them leaders?
Yeah. But definitely believe without the shadow of a doubt, man, that it should have been legalized 15, 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, if them legalize it, man, everything worked good. Because if you think about it there, we not make nobody want to fight and kill one another. Not like alcohol, not like heroin or cocaine. You know, them art things are there. Me seems, many a blood clot bar fights in Jamaica over Jamaican rum. Them guys give blood clot, trust, and just crazy them on.
Yeah, man, but yeah, I agree with you, Rasta.
Yeah, have you noticed that when you drink a lot of liquor, you want to go ahead and you want to get to the rumbles. You want to mash somebody up, man.
Yeah, that's true, because I've seen a lot of bar fights myself. And I've noticed when I was in the Navy, a lot of those white guys in there, they got drunk, want to fight all the time, and I don't understand what that's about. It bugs me out. Why these people be trying to fight all the time over liquor? But I, you know, I used to smoke trees, and I noticed that when I smoked, I just relaxed. They won't go to bed. Right. That's my talk about.
Yeah, man. That's what my talk about there too. I want to me smoke and then me lay down with my lady and me make good love to her, man. And she cannot complain because that thing, y'all, is staying rocking.
Yo. We're not talking. Yo, man, there might be kids listening to this. Man, what's wrong with you?
Man, me all blood clot listeners, not children, man. Nobody want to listen to this thing, man. You just want to troll people on here. For 1 minute, I know why y'all ain't what you even want the blood clot podcast for. You're not even on that team, fifthly, man.
You know what? That's why I don't have your ass on here, Chocolate Sensation. Because you are a pain in my rear.
Right? The idea of sensation, I'm new with complaining. Talk about woman and complain.
Exactly, and I don't get that. Look, okay, so Biden said he's gonna. Do you think Biden should remove the charges from people who have marijuana charges if they legalize it? Because if you think about it, those charges were before it got legalized.
Yeah, man, but that make no difference. Well, how doesn't it make difference? Because, dude, the issue is it needs to be taken from upon the records. Need to be lifted off the record. The reason it should be lifted off the record, man, is because that is their dude. Is that here it is, may have a carry around a blood clot drug charge that now the government makes money from. They're going to tax it and make money, and now when they go apply for a job, it steals upon my record there. That's stupid, man. They need to mash it from upon the record, man, and let everybody that have a blood clot weed charge be like, all right, good.
Okay, that makes sense. I get that. What about you, Sensation?
Well, yeah, listen, brother. But I care what them do with that thing. Them legalize it, them not legalize it, they're still going to poof.
That's not the question I'm asking, man. Do you think that it should be removed from people's records if it gets legalized? I mean, my opinion, I don't know. I think, you know, you did it. You did the crime before. You know, it's not like they can't give you that. If they're going to leave, if they're going to remove it from your record, then I believe you should get compensated for the time you was in jail then. That's just my opinion. Because now you had to do time in jail for a charge that they're going to take off your record. So I think you should be compensated for it. For all that time that you did, right?
Well, brother, man, I know about that there.
See, the thing is, the fact that them going to lift it from upon your record, that should be good enough, man. Substantial enough for everyone.
Well, I don't know. How do you figure that? Well, the thing is, man, is that the thing is, it should be blood clot lift. If them going to lift it from upon your record, no man, right? If they want to lift it from your record, no man, then that's what it needs to be, man. It just needs to be from your record there, see?
Yeah. That's how it should go. Come from your record, but you can't compensate you from the time you did, because you were illegal back then, and now it's legal now, and you should not
be compensated for your time you spent behind bars because you decided to go and sell the stuff no one ever seen. All right, yeah, I get you. I think I understand what you're saying on that.
What up, brother? See, when it comes to me, I think that you can't be compensated for the time that you did. Because it'll be like, yo, we was wrong for throwing you in jail. They're not wrong, man. Y'all lick, you do the time. You did the crime, you do the time there, see? That's like me beating a guy. That's like me going smacking someone upon them face. We go to jail, and then I make smacking upon the face legal. And now I'm going to say, I want compensation for something that we did that didn't make sense.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. That makes sense. I understand what you're saying. So, I mean, I believe if they legalize it, they should 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, take it off somebody's record. Because that it helps. It helps a person. Like, let's say somebody gets locked up next week for marijuana. And let's say he has to do about 16 months in jail, 18 months in jail. He comes out, that's on his record. Oh, you was in jail. However, if they remove that, they have to remove the jail time too. They have to show that you were never incarcerated for that. So when somebody, an employer, goes look for it, it should be completely vacant. And it should be vacant from the courts. The police shouldn't be able to see it. Anything. If you're on probation, I believe you should get taken right off probation. If the law gets legalized while you're on probation, if that's the only reason you're on probation, that should be taken off.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that, brother. That made a lot of sense there. Alright, so yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. I'm done with this thing, alright? I'm gonna go and watch the game, but I wanna talk about nothing else there. So yeah, shut the thing down and be done with it there, see?
Alright, cool. Well, alright, Sensation, what do you have to say?
Yo, man, my good, man. When you watch the Blood Clot Sixers game, man, we can't hear nothing because you want to do the Blood Clot costume, man. So we done with it, but watch the game. Turn the Bumble Clot volume up, no man.
All right, cool. All right, well, people, you know, I'm going to give y'all my email. This is my email. dlee92@yahoo. So that's Delta Lima Echo Echo 92@yahoo.com. Send me some requests of what you would like me and my brothers to discuss, and we'll, you know, do some topics. Even if you got, like, if you got advice that, you know, you want advice on relationships, sex, stuff like that, anything. Sensation would love to give you advice on sex. Yeah, I'm on. But tell you one thing, dude, that me will do one thing or one thing only. We would definitely, without a blood clot, one thing we'll see about is that, but tell you some good advice no matter when it comes to the gas they're seeing. I hear it. I'll talk to you later. All right, well, we're done with that. So, Ross, say peace. Say bye to everybody. And keep it cool.
All right, man. Everybody be good. Everybody stay good no matter later. Everybody be cool. This is your boy Ross out there seeing peace.
Really do. All right, well, yo. Hope y'all enjoyed this. We'll be back next week with another topic. Like I said, dlee92@yahoo. Send any type of request that you want us to talk about. I'll be checking the emails daily. And we'll go from there. All right? Everybody stay up. Be cool. Yo, chicken grease hair piece.
Peace.